This is the Reflection Column, The Joyful Possibility of Connection, written for us by Aaron Fuller. And Aaron Fuller is a multi-vocational pastor serving Bratislava International Church and is a chaplain in the Navy Reserve. This year, my partner Kelly and I started serving as ELCA Global Missionaries in Central Europe. As part of our orientation, we're taking Hungarian language classes to better communicate with our church. For the unfamiliar, Hungarian is one of the more difficult languages to learn. Despite excellent tutors, we feel so incompetent. We make a lot of mistakes and struggle to follow along in conversations with native speakers. That was our experience recently at a neighborhood cookout in the small town of Pilisicaba. Kelly and I found ourselves welcomed by the native Hungarian speakers who attempted to strike up conversations with us in Hungarian, German, and English. Despite our frustration and apologies, they didn't give up. By piecing together words and phrases we all knew from each language, we were able to connect and we had a wonderful time. The ELCA's model for mission is accompaniment, which it defines as walking together in solidarity that practices interdependence and mutuality. Pope Francis articulates this as a spiritual journey, practice alongside others, and God that draws us into a closer cooperative relationship with the same. These definitions make an important distinction. We tend to think that competence, mastery of a particular task or sufficient knowledge of a topic, is essential to accompaniment. Yet when Kelly and I think about our recent experience, we realize accompaniment is ultimately about connecting with God and those we meet. We may feel incompetent, but when we exercise vulnerability and courage, accompaniment becomes an act of faith, and the connection it brings can fill our hearts and our spirits. The Old Testament texts in the lectionary are from Exodus, the story of the Israelites' flight from slavery in Egypt and subsequent wilderness journey. Throughout the narrative, the Israelites doubt God's competence. Moses questions his qualifications to be God's chosen missionary. The Israelites whine about life in the wilderness, fear hardship, and finally rebel. In their need for God to demonstrate competence, they fail to see that God longs for connection. God is faithful and never gives up on accompanying them on their journey. As we consider our own journeys and those whom God calls us to travel alongside, is our practice of accompaniment based on our need to feel competent or on the joyful possibility of connection? Reflecting on the Exodus narrative and our own stories, let us rejoice in and be led by the one who accompanies us and connects us in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.